Well, your second show begins now. That's all I'm going to say.
Is that it?
Yeah, because I saw a little of the first one.
Oh, well, yeah. I appreciate that.
But I know it's coming at the second one, but you just take it right away, because I'm going to go get a little sip of wine.
That seems reasonable. You've earned it.
Oh, yeah. It's like there's in the air, it's not as much humidity, so I got to put a little in there. While I'm doing that, go do your 10-time CMA Country Musician of the Year thing. Mac Mackinac.
There's only one Jimmy Buffett. That's him right there. We got him tonight. And the reason I got the stage for 3 minutes here is because Jimmy likes this little instrumental that I have keep trying to learn to play. I get closer and closer. It's a beautiful little thing that Duane Allman wrote a long time ago. He's one of my guitar heroes. I sat in the porch of Mississippi and tried to figure this out, and I could not. It's too hard. I asked everybody I knew that had a guitar. They said, it's too hard. I got a little bit better still. Went to the Tennessee Line honky-tonks. I learned to play music in with bands, and nobody up there knew how to play this either, and I keep trying. Got a little bit better than that, and I started playing in the studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, and that's where Duane Allman cut his teeth. That's where he wrote this little song. And I knew some of those folks could explain to me why I cannot figure it out. And sure enough, eventually they did. They got to like me a little bit, and they let me in on the secret. Mac, you idiot, it's two guitars. I'm not especially bright, but I'm really stubborn, and I keep at it. And I got it up to about 65-70%, which is mildly impressive enough for Jimmy to give me the stage while he's taking a leak and taking a drink at the same time over here. It is a beautiful little song that Duane wrote, and I keep trying to do it justice. I'm going to play up to the edge of what I know, and then I'm going to make some crap up and keep going, because that's the way I was raised. And I got to leave you one thought on behalf of the Coral Reefers. I'm going to be their spokesman for a sec. I can't tell you how much it means to us after the pandemic to play with people for people again. Never, ever take that for granted. God bless you folks for waiting. This is Little Martha with a Big Mac on the side here. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dwayne.
There you go.